Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thank you so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. Today, I want to take us to Matthew's Gospel over in chapter 3, beginning with verse 1. The scriptures say out of the Message, while Jesus was living in the Galilean hills, John, called the Baptizer, was preaching in the desert country of Judea. His message was simple and austere, just like his desert surroundings and where he had come from. To get a picture of John the Baptizer, we would have to imagine someone coming out of a Hollywood script, someone wearing clothes like a mountain man, unshaven, and truly spoke with a thunder and a power that people had not heard. His message was simple, but his message was austere. It was poignant. It was pointed. He understood exactly why he was here, to prepare the way for Jesus the Lord. Change your life, God's kingdom is here, John would say. Change your life, God's kingdom is here. It's interesting how change and God's kingdom are always hand in glove. John and his message were authorized by God himself, but it was prophesied by Isaiah. Listen to what Isaiah had to say. Thunder in the desert. Prepare for God's arrival. Make the road smooth and straight. If you attend Sugar Hill or watch Sugar Hill online, you'll know that at the end of every service, one of the things that I speak of is let Jesus go before you and make a way and make your crooked path straight. This is kind of a play off that same concept, which make the road smooth and make it straight. You know, there are two things that happen when the road is smooth and the road is straight. One, you don't constantly go over bumps. And two, you can go quickly. And you can, in that time, enjoy it. I drive a Chevrolet Colorado truck. This is the second one I've had, best vehicles I've ever owned, hands down. And what makes them so unique is how quiet they are. I find that just unbelievable that a truck like that can ride that smooth and quiet. And it's different. You get in one that doesn't, you realize you're not on a smooth and a straight path. Well, when Isaiah prophesied that, he could understand that the ancient Judean desert was the site of John the Baptizer's readiness preaching. He was preparing the way for the Messiah. Everything is stark in the desert. Life and death contrast at every point. The vividness of minute details, the absence of the superfluous and the emptiness that's there. Listen to the question asked. Shall we never permit our hands to be empty so we may grasp what only empty hands can grasp? Well, what does at hand really mean? Well, let this prayer resonate within you. In this moment of silence and emptiness, O God, I wait and listen. Purge my spirit of slothfulness and train it to be alert and to be expecting the Messiah to show up in my day today. In the deserts of the heart, let the healing fountains blow and start within my soul. Friend, today, let your soul be driven, guided, and directed like John the Baptizer's was, where you may have deserts in your heart and your soul today in the middle of COVID-19. Let the healing fountains of Christ start within your soul. I'm so grateful that you joined me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.